Inventors are taking wintertime off-road excursions to a new level. Susan Sharon reports that they're doing it with kits that convert wheels into tracks that roll across snow.
Take the tires off the family's Jeep Cherokee or GMC Jimmy, bolt on four specialized rotating tracks, and voila! The same vehicle that drives through McDonald's and gets stuck in commuter traffic can suddenly climb snowbanks and blaze snowmobile trails, leaving just a 4-inch impression in 2 feet of powder. Picture the equivalent of a lunar Land Rover in the woods. It's quiet, comfortable, and roomier than a typical snowmobile. You can even bring the kids along.
Well, what we're looking at is a 95 S10 Blazer, four-wheel drive, two-door.
Mike Spagnardi is one of several entrepreneurs in Maine who are manufacturing and selling track conversion kits that turn regular old pickup trucks into snowmobiles on steroids. His snow buggy kits sell for between $4,500 and $6,000.
If you've got a remote camp and you actually can't get there with a truck, or when there's a lot of snow and your snowmobile can't get there, you could actually drive this thing to your camp road, put the tracks on, drive up the mountain, stay there for the weekend, drive back down, put the tires back on, and go back home.
Reaching speeds of 10 to 40 miles an hour, the snow buggy can't go as fast as a snowmobile. But Bob Myers, president of the Maine Snowmobile Association, says because the vehicles are wider and less maneuverable than snowmobiles, they pose a safety hazard on trails. And he says they also threaten relations with landowners who allow snowmobilers to cross their property.
We've had just incredible landowner complaints, and they say, what in God's name is going on? All they see is some kind of alien activity out there.
For years, Maine law has loosely defined snowmobiles as vehicles driven by tracks designed to be operated on snow. And while that may have been appropriate back in the 70s, it's no longer the case. Meyer says a couple of winters ago, he received a call from a man who put a track conversion kit on a 12-passenger van. Meyer says the man told him he wanted to lead eco-tours on snowmobile trails in remote northern Maine.
And of course, my reaction was, what are you, out of your mind? You can't do that. And his response was, well, show me in the law where it says that I can't. And it isn't there.
Meyer says the man's plan fell apart. But he wants the legislature to follow Vermont's lead and specify in law what exactly is and is not a snowmobile. This is especially relevant in a state like Maine, where the average year is described as 9 months of winter, followed by 3 months of pretty poor sledding. As a result, outdoor enthusiasts have a knack for finding creative ways to adapt. Mark Laddie is a spokesman for the Maine Department of Inland Fisheries and Wildlife.
Probably one of the craziest issues we had with snowmobile enforcement happened one summer 2 years ago when we got a call from someone who was complaining that their neighbors were snowmobiling across the lake. We sent a game warden down there to investigate, and there was one person who was getting a lot of speed on land and skimming across part of Mousam Lake.
Laddie says when the warden told the snowmobiler that he was going to be summoned for not having a registered snowmobile, the rider told the warden it wasn't a snowmobile, it was a boat. For NPR News, I'm Susan Sharon in Portland, Maine.